One discourse community that has been a big part of my life is softball. I've been playing softball for a really long time, and now I'm committed to UCF to play, and I'm really blessed for that opportunity. But before reading this week's articles, I just thought of softball as like my sport. But after reading Understanding Discourse Communities by Dan Melzer and Read the Room, Navigating Social Context and Written Text, I realize it's a pretty good example of a discourse community because everyone shares the same goals, we communicate in the same ways, and we follow certain expectations from our coaches and from others around us. The biggest goal in my softball community is to get better and compete at the highest level that I possibly can. Of course, everyone has and wants to play well individually, but at the end of the day, it's really just about helping the team win. It's a team sport. Everyone has a role, and we're all working towards the same goal. Being part of a team it takes a lot of commitment. We spend hours practicing, lifting, traveling, getting ready for games, recovery, all those things. It's not just about just showing up. You have to work hard, be a good teammate, stay positive, and be someone that your coaches and teammates can count on and look up to. Some of the things we all do at like the same time are practices, workouts, games, team meetings, traveling, studying plays, and all those things. We also spend a lot of time working on specific skills like hitting, fielding, throwing, running, bunting. Those are the things that become part of our routine when you're a team. Communication is probably one of the biggest parts of softball, in my opinion, and I feel like a lot of people would say that. During games, we're constantly talking, calling for balls, giving signs, cheering for each other, making sure everyone knows what's happening and we're in each play. Coaches communicate different depending on what situation we're in. Read the Room made me think about how we can change the way we communicate depending on where we are or like what situation we're in. During practice, coaches might explain things in like in depth, but during a game, communication is quick, 1-2, because everyone needs to understand the signs and phrases and all those little things because the game's going and it's moving quick. There are also different roles on every team. Coaches are the leaders and they make the big decisions, they make the final thought. But captains and the older players are really important too because they help set the standard for the younger people and players. When new players join teams, they usually learn by watching the older players and asking questions and just learning from them. That's something Melzer talks about too. Experienced members help newer members learn how the community works. There are also different types of communication or genres that we use. We have practice schedules, scouting reports, lineup cards, group chats, stats from the games, and like training plans. They all have different purposes though, but they help keep everyone organized and keep us all on the same page. Being a part of softball has taught me a lot outside of the sport as well. I've learned how to communicate better, work with different people and different personalities, be a leader on and off the field, stay calm under pressure. I've also learned a whole new vocabulary that people outside of softball probably would not understand. After doing and reading these readings, I realized a discourse community is more than just a group of people with the same exact interests as you. It's really about the way people work together, the way they communicate, how they help grow each other. That's exactly what softball has been for me. And it's something I'll continue to be a part of when I start playing at UCF.